Shalom to all. Today's daf is about Masr Daf Kuf Samach Aleph, and we are starting about the third line with the words of the Rabbi Yemir by Abba. And today's daf is dedicated to Lili Neshmas Maris Merim Sar Basr Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we're in the middle of discussing a get mekusher, and there were two opinions of where the edim are signed: Rav Huna and Rabbi Yemir by Abba. According to both, they're signed on the back. It's just that according to Rav Huna, they're on the bottom, and in order to prevent the shtar from adding false information, the words Shar Vekayim are written. And according to Rabbi Yemir by Abba, the signatures are aligned with the text of the shtar, so seemingly there's no fear of anything false being added afterwards because those words won't have signatures corresponding to them. However, the Gemara says, that their edim are signed corresponding to the last words written on the back of the shtar. We still have an issue. Maybe the guy who's holding on to the shtar, let's just say it's Malvin Oloive, so the Malva, he has the shtar, he might write afterwards, after the ksav, he's going to write something else that he wants. Maybe the guy owes him more money or something else false, and he's going to add other edim on the back corresponding to that extra line that he added in. He's going to explain, I just did that because I wanted more edim. And to explain this and the upcoming cases as well, let's just use our Gemara as an example. Take a look at the last three lines of the Gemara. The third to last line starts with the words Benum Skasher, the second to last starts with the words Eid Kasher, and the last line, the Kasav Eid. And so the question is as follows. Let's say the Shtar ends with the second to last line of the Gemara, again, that starts with the words Eid Kasher. Our fear is that the guy holding on to the Shtar is going to add in a line, that's the last line of our Gemara, that starts the Kasav Eid, and then on the back, he's going to add another Eid, which means there's going to be a total of three edim on the Shtar, and he's going to explain, oh, the reason why I have three edim is just because I want more edim on the shtar. And that's a great way to mizayif something, to forge something false in here. Why are we not chashish that in Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba? Why are we just being chashish in Rav Huna? And the answer is, Amalei, he told him, Misavrus edim kesidron chasimi? Do you really think that according to Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, the edim are signed in kesidron, which means parallel to the last lines of the ksav, edim imatal mal chasimi? The edim sign imatal mala from down up, meaning when we have our shtar, and the last line is our second to last line in the Gemara, when the edim sign, they actually turn the shtar sideways, so now the ksav is sideways, and they start their names from the last line of the ksav, continuing to write upwards, which is basically perpendicular to the text of the shtar. And that way, if a line is added on afterwards, well, the names of the edim aren't going to be covering that ksav, so it's going to be obvious that something was added afterwards. As the Gemara, we have a totally different problem. Maybe there's going to be a reisa, something not good for the baal shtar, in the last line. For example, it says the borrower could extend his loan if he wants to, or it says that he paid part of the loan already, and the Mavah doesn't like that, and what's he going to do? The guy's leil shita achrayna, he's going to cut off the last line of the shtar. Not that he's going to add something, but he's going to cut off the last line, v'gaz le Reuven ba'adei, and he's going to cut off the name Reuven along with that, miskasher ben Yaakov eid. And it's going to still be kosher because we have the words ben Yaakov eid, and that's not going to cause a problem in the shtar. And how do we know that such a name is kosher? That now we have a mishnah that tells us ben ish pliny eid, kosher. If all a person did was say ben ish pliny, the son of this man, he didn't write his full name, he didn't write Reuven ben Yaakov eid, he just wrote ben Yaakov eid, that's kosher. Before we get to the answer, let's just explain this. So this question is slightly different than before. The main part of the shtar ends with the second to last line of our Gemara. However, there was a line added on at the end, meaning the last line of our Gemara was added on afterwards. It was okay, this is done in full view of everyone, but that last line was no good for the Malvet. And the way the Edim were signed was interesting. We have two Edim that started their names from the second to last line going upwards, and then we have one Ed, Reuven ben Yaakov, who signed his name starting the last line going upwards. And again, as is, that's a perfectly fine shtar because everyone was there, and there's no chashash that the line was added in. Our question right now is that maybe the Malvet, the Baal Shtar, is going to cut off that last line, which again is no good for him. And in case you're going to say, well, we only have half of an aid signed over here, because originally it said Reuven ben Yaakov aid, and now the name Reuven was cut off, well, that's fine, because ben Yaakov aid is also a perfectly okay signature. And on this thing, more answers, the chsiv Reuven ben b'chadara v'Yaakov aid ilave. The way this aid was signed was Reuven ben on the last line, and then corresponding to the next line of text, which is basically the second to last line, it said Yaakov aid. And therefore, if the bottom line is cut off, all it's going to say is Yaakov Eid. Originally, we thought that all that's going to be cut off is Reuven, and so having Ben Yaakov Eid is actually a valid signature, and therefore might run into issues. Now the Gemara is saying, no, if the last line of the text is going to be cut off, the words Reuven Ben are going to be cut off, and now all we're going to have left is Yaakov Eid, and that's not valid. Ask the Gemara, why is that not valid? Maybe he's going to cut off the words Reuven Ben, and it will still be kosher with the words Yaakov Eid. How do we know it's not? Because the Mishnah says, Ish Pliny Eid kosher. If all it has is the Eid's first name, this person, and it has the word aid, that's perfectly fine. That's kosher. And therefore, even if he cuts off the words Reuven Ben, and the only thing we have left is Yaakov aid, that's perfectly fine. So we still run into this issue. And so the Gemara has two answers. The like Siv aid, as referring to where it didn't say aid, all the aid did was write Reuven Ben Yaakov. And now, if the words Reuven Ben are cut off, we just have the word Yaakov here, and that's not a kosher signature. Or by same alternatively, we could say Lo'ilam the cause of aid. It could be appended the word aid to the name Yaakov. But the reason why it's not going to be kosher is the Adin and Ba, the Ha Chasimis Yada, Kuf Samachalfa Mabezan on top, Lav the Yaakov. Yaakov who. It's just that we know that this is not Yaakov's signature. We know of all the Yaakovs in town, and there's no Yaakov that signs like this. So yes, even though technically, if there's a document that says Yaakov Aid on it, it would be kosher. If this was Yaakov's signature in this particular situation, it's not Yaakov's signature, and therefore we're not going to be machshir. So there's no problem. Ask the Gemara, V'dol Mishmei Davu Chasam. Maybe he just signed in the name of his father. You're right, this is not Yaakov's signature. This is Reuven ben Yaakov's signature, and Reuven was the one that signed it. And he just uses his father's name as a signature because that shows a covet in honor to his father. The Gemara answers, L'shavik in Shmei Davu Chasam Mishmei Davu. A person doesn't leave his own name and use his father's name as a signature. It just doesn't work like that. Ask the Gemara, V'dol Mishmei Davu Chasam Mishmei Davu. Maybe the fellow is using his father's name as a simon, as a sign, kind of like our signatures nowadays. A lot of times a person doesn't actually write their name. They just do some sort of scribble, and that's her signature. That's what we mean by simon. So maybe that's what this Reuven does. His scribble, his signature, if you will, is not his name. It's the word Yaakov, which happens to be his father's name. And where do we see this is valid? Daha Rav Tzair Kavra, Rav, in place of his name, would draw the picture of a fish, and that was his signature. Rav Chanina Tzair Charusa, Rav Chanina would draw a picture of a palm tree. Rav Chizda Samach, Rav Ishaya Ayin, Rav Chizda would write the letter Samach, and Rav Ishaya would write the letter Ayin, and Rav Bar Avuna, or Rav Bar Avuna, Makusa, he would draw the picture of the mast of a ship. And so we see that even if a person doesn't write a name at all, they could use a simon of sorts to be their signature. So maybe this guy, Reuven, his simon, his signature, if you will, is the name Yaakov, which happens to be his father's. And so why would we passel it? And the Gemara answers, Lo chatzav inishel shavi l'shmei davua simona. A person is not such a mechatzav, he's not so brazen, he doesn't have so much chutzpah that he's going to use his father's name as a simon. He's not going to do so for covet, as we said before. A person's not just going to leave his own name and write his father's name, and he's also not going to use his father's name as his scribble, if you will, as his signature, and therefore wouldn't have an issue. Now, Mar Zutra gives a totally different answer. What do we have to come into all these answers for? Call Makusher Shein Edev Kalin B'shita Achas, Puzzle. Any document which is Makusher that doesn't have all the Edim ending at the same exact line, it's Puzzle. So you can't have two Edim signed on this line and half of an Ed's name signed on a different line, even though that half of an Ed's name is technically Kusher. It could say Yaakov Ed, or it could just say Yaakov. And again, that might be a Kusher signature, but since it's not aligned with all the other signatures, it's not Kusher. And therefore, we're going to have to come into all these different answers, concluding the sugi with the clarity that there's no issue with Revim or Abba. We're not afraid that there's going to be any sort of Ziof, any sort of forgery added on after the Edim in a Get Makusher. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.